We'll now hear an electronically generated noise.
ESPN 97.5. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Kevin says, please give Steve my best. Always great to hear him on the radio. Reminds me of the great old days with you, Lance, Steve, and Charlie back in the early years.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, see.
Where does time go?
Hey, now. Hey.
Oh, Cooper.
Yeah.
Where's he at? He's with the Super Bowl.
He's doing PR. Yeah. Kevin's. You don't have to worry about Kevin. He's got kids. I used to come out and watch. He and his daughter used to come watch JT play over
at Pinkett.
Yeah. They loved it. She's a football fan, his little daughter. Awesome. And his son. She was crazy in the stands. We got Steve McKinney with us here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you would like to get in here, what about your Hags?
Man, I cannot wait for this season to get kicked off. This has been the longest offseason
in my life. Do you believe in Jimbo?
Well, I mean, yeah. I think the proof is there. I mean, you saw it last year. The culture and the mentality of the team is just completely different. You know, the only game they dropped last year that they should have won was the one in Auburn where they were up 10 with like 4 minutes to go and it dominated the whole game.
Yeah.
Just kind of let it fly away at the end. But outside of that, I mean, you could just see the mental toughness of the team. They fought through all the adversity, found ways to win some tough games, lost a very close one to Clemson.
They played Clemson tougher than anybody. They played Alabama and up until the end, as tough as anybody. Right? What, to 19 or something? What was the final? Something like that. And it was the closest game Alabama had played most of the year.
So, I mean, I don't know. I just like the way they play. I mean, I like the development he had with Kellen Mond this year. You know, he took such big steps forward, especially the last 4 or 5 games.
Well, especially after that Auburn game, too, because the end was rough.
After the Auburn game, from that game on, I mean, it was like a new quarterback. So, I mean, something clicked. But, I mean, I love the culture. I love the way he's recruiting. You know, he's bringing in the right type of guys. The coaching staff he's put together is really phenomenal, I think. So, I like where the program's headed. It's definitely headed in the right direction.
You still doing a Friday show with Luch?
Yeah. I still go down there with Luch, you know. It's really more of just an excuse for me to get out of work
and go to College Station,
hang out,
see Seth, your brother,
hang out, have lunch with Seth and Lucci, and you know, maybe see my kids if I have time. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know if I have time.
Yeah, the girls are there.
Yeah, now both my girls will be up there. So
nice, good for you.
My parents are there.
Yeah, nice. Well, see, look at that. Once an ag, always an ag.
That's right.
All right. Second toughest. I've seen a couple of articles now. Ags have the second toughest. Schedules Clemson?
Well,
we scheduled
10 years ago. When I know, they were like a top 25 team.
Right
now they're like a top 3 team.
Top one team.
So it's kind of like, what happened here? Okay. Yeah, I guess we're going to Clemson.
Yeah,
and then Georgia, and then LSU, and then we got Alabama at home as well. Yeah, and Auburn.
Good Lord.
I mean, that's a tough schedule.
No, that's, yeah.
I mean, nobody expects them to do better than 8-4. I mean, if they somehow manage to do 9-3, I mean, I think they'd be a top 10 team, you know, going into the bowl games with that schedule.
And God forbid anything happens. If Kellen Mond continues to progress, one never knows.
Yeah.
I just saw an article, too, that ranked Jimbo like the fourth best coach in college football.
Well, I mean, you kind of have to put him up there, right?
He's won a national. There aren't many guys right now that won a national championship.
I mean, what he did at Florida State was really good. You know, he had a national championship, got to the playoffs again. Had, I don't know, 6-10 win seasons. He took A&M from, you know, giving up a 40-point lead to UCLA to, you know, taking Clemson down to the, you know, final play. So, I mean, they definitely made big strides. I mean, you can tell the guy's a good coach.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just listen to him talk for 5 minutes and say he's This guy knows what he's talking about.
No.
He's serious.
No. Well, not only knows what he's talking, but he talks fast.
He does. He talks about 400 words a minute.
He does talk fast.
You got to give him credit for that. He gets a lot of words in.
Well, and you're going to get some information because he does. Yes. He gets a lot of words in there. But no, I think
why is Siri going off on me?
What are you doing? You should turn that down. Is there any doubt that the SEC was the right move?
No, no doubt at all. I mean, if you look at the recruiting rankings just over the years that we've been in the SEC versus the, you know, last five when we were in the Big 12, I mean, it's night and day. It was a good move for A&M, not just financially, but also for national attention as well as recruiting, because you know we've recruited. I saw some number the other day. It was like, you know, more than twice as many 4-star blue chip athletes than we did the previous 5 years we were in the Big 12.
Yeah.
So their recruiting is taking a step up, and why is that? Because the SEC is clearly the best football conference in college football. Nobody can argue that. People try to argue it.
No.
It's a stupid argument.
Yeah.
The SEC is clearly the best conference, and kids know that. These teenagers know that. That doesn't mean they're all going to go to the SEC, but when you're the only SEC option in the state of Texas in such a fertile recruiting ground, it's automatically going to help you. And guess what? College Station and A&M is not like it was, you know, 20, 30 years ago.
It's a lot bigger.
Take a drive down, you know, if you don't believe me, take a tour of the facilities. If you think that that's not impressive, you're crazy. They have some of the nicest. The stadium's unbelievable. Their weight room, their locker rooms are all top-notch. I mean, you're talking about top five facilities across the board.
Well,
in a college town.
Well, and I will say this, and he doesn't get – because I like Summy, and he doesn't get near – Summy built all that.
No, I'm giving Mike Sherman and Sumlin a lot of credit on the transformation. It's not Jimbo. Jimbo didn't come in here and fix those facilities. No. Mike Sherman started it. Sumlin finished it.
Yeah.
You know, Sumlin doing as good as they did in 2012 with Johnny, that cemented it. You know, that the money was pouring in. I mean, Aggie fans were like, where do I sign up? You know, they were looking to just donate money.
Well,
like,
you know, it's still the most profitable of all sports programs in the country, and it's not close.
No, they're doing great. I mean, they're bringing in lots of money. Fans are still donating money, so I mean, we're raising revenue. That's not an issue anymore.
Do you still go to all the games?
No, I go to at least two or three. The good games, you know, good home games, which we actually have some good home games.
Oh yeah,
unlike some other teams in the state.
Whoa.
We have some good home games.
He's talking about Sam Houston State or Texas, Texas State?
I feel like taking a shot at the Bearcats is a little rough.
Well, that is
rough. Do they do to you?
Yeah, they're just standing over
there.
They're
just standing there just, hey, man.
Hey, what the hell?
We're a pretty good SCS program, and Steve McKinney takes a shot at us.
Not doing nothing. We're standing over here.
Oh, yeah. I'll never take a shot at Sam Houston. I love the Bearcats.
You love them Bearcats.
I mean, I grew up in Centerville. When I was playing football in Centerville, to me that was like as good as it could get.
At Sam Houston State?
Yeah. It's like, you didn't think about playing at A&M. You thought about, man, I gotta get a scholarship to Sam Houston.
Attaboy.
Yeah, that was it. That was the peak.
Attaboy.
That was the pinnacle.
And thank you. Would you like to see Texas and A&M play again?
No. I have no desire to see that game.
You don't, really?
Really, I don't, yeah.
Why?
I don't like them. I mean,
those people?
I don't appreciate them. I don't appreciate those people.
They eat McDonald's too now.
No, I'm just kidding. I actually have some UT relatives. I'd like to see them play in a bowl game first, because I think that's the way it should naturally come back.
They won't do that, though.
In a New Year's Six bowl game. It doesn't have to be a playoff or not a crappy bowl game. A New Year's Six bowl game, that's how you start the series back up, because that would get the juices flowing so hard for both sides. Because there's still a contingency of fans on both sides that want it and don't want it.
Right.
It really is.
Why wouldn't you want it?
Well, I can tell you the reasons that I've heard for the A&M fans. The reason they don't want it is because they're still bitter about the way Texas has treated us for, you know, so long. And that's the main reason. And that they didn't want to continue it right after we left for the SEC. So that's the grudge that A&M holds. Texas, they hold the grudge because we left to go to the SEC. So those are the reasons that the two fan bases don't want it. The reason that they do want it is because it's a great game. There's nothing more exciting to me growing up That's all I look forward to on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Every year as a kid growing up was at A&M Texas football game, and it was awesome. I think you can recapture that, but like I said, it's got to start back up.
Huge.
It's got to start back up in the right way.
Well, that would be cool if – but you know – and, well, both teams were – mediocre at the time or finishing third or fourth in conference. Both of them avoided an Alamo Bowl or
that's not how you want to do it.
No,
that would be lame. That's why I'm saying the New Year's
Sugar
Six,
Bowl.
Yeah, if we could make it happen in the Sugar Bowl where, you know, A&M and Texas are both 10 win teams or close to it, then that's going to be fun. Two good teams going at it, state pride on the line, that kind of deal. That would make everybody be like, all right, we got to bring this game back. Because the fan base, the team that loses, that fan base is going to go nuts about wanting it back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Or a Cotton Bowl in Jerry's World.
I'd take any of that. I think that would be
amazing. You know what Jamie Roots is saying? Hey, Houston Bowl, let's go.
if they could get a New Year's Six,
how about
maybe
a kickoff? I know he's a bowl, but have him come down here and play in the kickoff, one of their kickoff classics.
The kickoff classic?
Yeah.
And that's not a bad idea.
Money goes to both schools.
That would be the Sunday night game.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Labor Day game.
Like, say, because they'll never agree on a home and home, who's going to go first with the home game.
No, they won't.
I mean, that will be insane, those two fighting it out. If you can start out with a neutral site game at NRG on a Sunday night to open the football season, kind of like Florida State and Alabama did that one year.
Yeah.
You know, do something like that. Oh, my goodness. That would be insane. And then you go into the home and home after that.
But I don't know that either team – I mean, both coaches would go, screw that.
No.
I ain't doing that.
But that would be a great way
to start the season that way. And, oh, by the way, both can – you know, both are claiming now, because Tom Herman is doing a better job over there, much better job over there. Both teams are claiming now – you know, hey, we're the team in the state, as opposed to saying, well, we just decided that. Who's the team in the state?
Right.
Wait, yeah. Now they both claim it. We're the team.
I mean, it's a total Cold War going on right
now. It is.
You know, it's kind of funny at times, but, you know, both fan bases still act like they don't care about each other, and then at the same time totally care about each other.
And at the same time just rip each other often as possible.
You don't have that kind of – you don't rip on each other that much if you don't care, buddy.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you. But that's what makes it great, though. Yeah. I mean, that's what college football is all about.
Yep. All right. Well, are you sticking – you got another one? Or what are you doing?
Yeah, I can do one more.
All right, let's do another one. Steve McKinney with us here in studio on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, let's talk about my man Jeff Aronoff again over at Absolute Marble and Granite. And I've mentioned it before. When we did our outdoor kitchen, Jeff designed the whole thing. Jeff Aronoff said, you know what? Here's what we're going to do. I can do this. We can do with this. Look at this, Wendy. Look at this countertop that we're going to put in. Yes. Let's pick it together. All of that stuff. And, you know, hey, I need to cut out for my grills. I need it. You know, we want a refrigerator over here. Okay, perfect. With bing, 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 all done. Stools, beautiful. And it helped us sell our house. You don't have that outdoor kitchen out there. We had a nice little patio area, put in the tile, all that stuff. And, you know, it was just perfect. And Jeff Aronoff did all of that. And he can do that as well. And you should see how, I mean, nice with stone and just perfect, how beautiful you can make your outdoor kitchen with the latest in technology. Even help you pick out those grills. I mean, it's simple. It's you call Jeff Aronoff and you get this job done. It's what he does every single day. He designs these patios and kitchens and countertops and vanities and all of these things for huge businesses, and he can do your home or your business too. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. Tell Jeff you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm all about my back. New drip, I grab. I just want to get my life back. It's no complaining. No
Dell, did you do any of the, by the way, John Friday listening. Young Friday out there came in. Offensive line coach. He's listening, wants to get some offensive line tips from Steve McKinney, who's with us in studio.
Probably give me some tips at this point.
You coach in the offensive line when you're coaching the young guys, right?
Of course.
Yeah? What are you teaching them? Punch them right in the throat.
Yeah.
First thing.
Throat punch.
You know, throat punch and a little groin. Knee underneath. Give them the business under there.
Teach them how to strip a ball under a pile. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah. So that offensive line at Kincaid has been stalwarts ever since the coach took over. So.
Nice.
All right. So, but this is our Dell. You see, I got some energy. Did you see me yawn yet today? You know why?
Coffee.
McDonald's coffee.
I see that.
All right.
Dude, we have the best coffee, though, for real.
Everybody's like a Dunkin' Donut. Really?
What's that?
Do they bring any in here, Dell?
Well, you don't know anyone who works at Dunkin' Donuts. I'm sure if you did.
Hey, Dunkin' Donuts, pick up your game.
I'm sure if you did know someone who worked there, you would be very complimentary because you are. Well, you go with the tide. You're a phony.
That's not true. Come on.
No. I'm always John, a Steve McKinney guy.
Yeah, he's always been a Steve McKinney.
I'm not disagreeing, but if like Chester Pitts worked at had Dunkin' Donut franchises, he'd be a Chester Pitts guy.
That doesn't sound like John at all.
No, it's not me. No, Chester. Like I always hated Chester. Okay. All right. Always been a Steve McKinney guy. Okay, so
Team Steve or Team Chester? You got to pick.
Okay, please ask Steve what he's watching on TV. He's always on the Outdoor Network. At his house, or does he have one of them fancy smart TVs with Netflix and Hulu and stuff?
Yeah, I do, actually.
You do?
I've become very Netflix kind of guy.
Yeah?
And HBO now, like that.
What about Prime? Prime's got some good shows.
I got
shows.
Prime now, too. My brother's been telling me to watch this Viking show.
Is it good? Oh, yeah?
I started it. I watched like an episode or two. It's pretty good.
Is it? The Viking show is good?
Yeah, it's legit.
Yeah?
It's pretty hardcore now. You better...
Were you a Game of Thrones guy?
Oh, yeah. I love Game of Thrones.
Yeah. There's good stuff in there.
I mean, oh, my God.
Can't let Hunter watch all that stuff, though.
No, not so much. Not yet. That's a little too much. No. Gets away with a lot, probably. I mean, I was a kid.
Well, he's got the internet. You know kids. They're watching porn all day.
Oh, come on. No. No.
You could have just said.
Oh, really?
Why did you just say he snuck in maybe an episode of Game of Thrones? Why did you have to go to porn?
No. No, listen. I remember taking, I told you this.
Yeah,
JT had my iPad one day, and then I get it back, and Frank, we're at a Buffalo Wild Wings. I'll never forget this. And Frankie goes, oh, my goodness. I grabbed the iPad. JT,
oh my God.
What the hell are you watching here? He goes, wow, this is embarrassing.
He didn't go.
He didn't close. No,
he didn't clear out the history, close the window, nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Wow, this is embarrassing.
Yeah. They will embarrass you.
They'll embarrass you. If you think your kid isn't, guess what? Guess what?
Yeah, get your head out of the sand, people.
Yeah, this is what's happening.
Yeah, I learned that with my first one, so I'm good now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Learned all about Life 360 and tracking and following up to make sure your kids is where they good say they're going to be.
Like, good for you.
We got burned early on with that. So, yeah. We're experienced.
So you can trail her on her phone, see wherever she is.
Oh, every second.
Yep.
Still, even in college.
Yeah. So. You know what? We got to put chips in them so that when they don't have their
phone. I agree.
Phone.
Like, people think that's too much. Like, I'm all on board with that.
No. And they can take them out when they're 21.
Yeah. Chip them up. You know, just disconnect them.
Or even not. Because, God forbid, stuff happens to 21-year-olds,
maybe
too.
Maybe until marriage.
How many McDonald's burgers could you eat in your playing days?
Oh, dude, I tell people these stories all the time, but I used to eat so much back when I was playing.
You had to, though.
You had to.
Well, you had to keep your weight up. You weren't a natural 300-pounder.
No, I was probably naturally a 250.
Yeah.
So I'd really have to put on the calories to keep my weight. Man, I used to leave practice. You know, I'd drink my protein shake right after practice, watch a little 30-minute film, and then we'd leave, and I'd go straight to McDonald's. I'd get, like, 4 Big Macs, chocolate shake, like literally all this on the way home.
Because you'd lost so much in practice, especially here with how hot it is.
Oh, yeah. And then so I'd eat that, you know, 2,000 calories or something. Then I'd go home and about an hour and a half later eat dinner. 2 or 3 hours later, I'm going to bed. I eat a couple sandwiches, some chips, some apple, you know, glass of milk. This is in bed. This is not before bed. Oh, this is like laying in bed eating an entire meal. and then fall asleep. That was my whole routine, man. It was crazy.
And what did your wife think? Well,
she just thought it was normal. Like, she didn't know any better.
Well, so. And not only that, but hey, you want this money?
Yeah.
You like this money?
Yeah, you enjoy this house? Yeah. You like that car you're driving?
Yeah. You like that? Because
you better make me a sandwich, woman.
Yeah.
A sandwich? How about four?
Four sandwiches.
Better get in that kitchen.
And peanut butter and jelly, too.
That's right. Yeah. Better bring it. I needed at least 2,000 calories for bedtime.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy. I think if I added it up, I was probably in that 8,000 calorie a day range. Because I wasn't a big breakfast guy. So I couldn't eat huge breakfast. I mean, I'd almost like gag trying to put down breakfast on the way to the stadium.
And plus, I don't know. I didn't play at your level, obviously, but I didn't like playing on that with food in my stomach anyway.
No,
I like playing lighter.
Yeah, no, that's why it was always rough. Like game day, you're playing at 12, so you're up eating breakfast at 7, 8.
Yeah,
and I'm just forcing food down, like, you know. I hated it.
Yeah,
I was one of those that just had to eat like a protein bar, you know, an hour before the game, just so because you got to have calories in your stomach, man, because. Otherwise, you get out there by halftime and you're just dead. You got no energy.
What do you think? Because they're in training camp right now. They went up to West Virginia to make it cooler, see if that would help. It didn't help the Saints when they went up there. It didn't help you, the Texans, when you went up there. But is there anything too? Because I remember for years people used to say, "Well, the Rangers will never win anything because of that heat. It saps you, and over the long haul, it's going to sap you." The Cubs, the same way, they play day games. That's why they never won. Is because the playing out there in the heat every day will sap you. Mm-hmm. What do you think about training camp here?
Oh, I think I love it. I love them having training camp here in Houston. I think it's better for the fans. It's better, more convenient for the players and their families. It's so difficult leaving your family for an entire month, basically.
Yeah.
Much less going to a different state where you have no chance of seeing them at all. You know, you can say that the weather's better, but guess what, man? You got a bubble, so use it. You know, nobody says you have to go out and practice at 3 o'clock in the middle of the day in the heat. I mean, you can practice in the evenings. You can practice morning. Inside. You can practice early in the morning. There's ways to get around the heat. So I never liked the idea of them going to West Virginia. I always thought that was a bad idea. I mean, it was almost like they left and, you know, the news isn't covering it near as much.
No.
You don't hear as much about it. And you're like, man, what's going on with the Texans? You know, it's hard to keep up with them unless you're like looking for it.
And that's just when, you know, the Astros are winning the World Series and, you know, the Rockets have been, you know, great as well.
I mean, as far as trying to develop a brand and keep your fan base excited, I thought it was a bad idea. So I'm glad they're back. I think you'll see more fan excitement and engagement with them having training camp here. I know I'm going to training camp, I think, on August 12th. I'm going up and watching. So it's exciting to have football back, man.
We had a little bit of controversy. I certainly don't want to get into all of that. But what was your relationship with Bob McNair?
Oh, it was great. You know, I loved Bob. You know, I had tons of respect for him. I mean, how could you not? I mean, the guy brought football back to Houston. I mean, everybody can't lose sight of that. That without Bob McNair, there would have been a franchise in Los Angeles and not Houston.
Right.
We would have been fighting for, you know, the Rams or somebody to move to Houston. That's when football could have potentially come back two years ago.
Right.
So just keep those things in mind when you think about Bob McNair. And Bob McNair was always a class act. He was always a good guy. He always put together teams of good guys. He didn't tolerate bad behavior, guys getting in trouble off the field. Like, that just didn't happen. It was a culture of you're going to be good players, but also good citizens. You're going to be involved in the community. If you get in trouble in the community, you're just not going to be here. Doesn't mean you can't play in the NFL, but you just can't play here. And that was just – everyone kind of understood that. So, I mean, I think guys – kept their nose clean because it was never going to become a deal like they had up in Dallas. That's for sure.
No, there were a couple of small incidents.
Small, sure.
A DUI here or yeah. not
Fred Weary, small incident. You know, he got tased one time.
Yeah. Well, but that was a kind of a misunderstanding kind of thing.
I doubt it. You know, knowing Fred, he probably deserved it. I'm just kidding, Fred.
Fred.
But dude, Fred's a big scary dude. I mean, if he's coming at me, I'm probably going to tase him too.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
it's a big dude.
Hey, man, we appreciate you being here.
And, man, it's always a pleasure.
And hanging out. And I know you're busy. You're going to go buy more McDonald's or something.
Yeah.
You know, I drink a bunch of McDonald's coffee all day.
That's it. That's what I do.
So we appreciate you being here. Best to Tiffany and the kids and everybody. And thanks for hanging with us here on ESPN 97.5.
Enjoyed it, man. Thanks.
All right, buddy. There's Steve McKinney, the inside skinny, right here on ESPN 97.5. Here's the deal. Now, we're drinking coffee right now, but I'm going to tell you this. I like to have a libation or three. I think people know that. I'm a Coors Light guy. I will throw down some Coors Lights, okay? So when I have a few Coors Lights, what do? Well, of course, I take my Cheers. Cheershealth.com. That's cheershealth.com. It's the best. I'm not, for those of you who know me, I'm not a doctor, okay? I didn't graduate from an Ivy League school. I'm not a scientist from an Ivy League school. But these are the people that put this together. A PhD, scientists, Ivy Leaguers. They know a lot more stuff. They found a way for you to not be as hungover the next day. They found a way to take three capsules before you go to bed, and you wake up and you feel better. And it actually helps your liver. Okay, and so if you have any liver issues, especially when you drink, this is something that's really, really for you. Or you just want to feel better. You hate that sluggish. That's why you don't drink. You don't want to be sluggish the next day. Cheershealth.com. They're right here in Houston, so if you order today, you'll have it tomorrow on your doorstep. Cheershealth.com. That's cheershealth.com.
First things first, rest in peace, sucker fair. For real.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more.
Available at nationwide retailers.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Me and Dell here till Raheel gets here at 9 here on ESPN 97.5. What'd you learn there, Dell?
About what? Football?
Yeah, you learned stuff. Yeah, A&M. That's what you learned.
What did I learn that?
Learned that the Aggies, that Jimbo, great coach. Okay.
I learned that a former A&M player likes his team this year.
Yeah. He likes his Aggies this year.
It's surprising that a fan of a team would like them in the preseason.
Right. No, it's something. Man, look at Lane Kiffin. Boy, is he. What the hell happened to Lane?
Well, he's always looked like that.
Well,
in the last 5 years or so. That's him, but he just didn't comb his hair.
Well, no, he looks like he ate Lane Kiffin.
Well, that's been his look since he's been at Florida Atlantic.
Yeah, what the hell happened? I guess he's still out trying to pick up women anymore?
I don't know. Does he have a significant other now?
Does he? I don't know. Because he just looks like he let himself. He doesn't care anymore. All right. Looks like Raheel put on a little weight. What? Raheel hates it. If there's one thing, like, hey, you're looking a little heavy today. Okay, look. I look great.
I wouldn't pick up one of those sausage
McMuffins. Oh, you're going to eat one of those? You're going to eat one of those? Okay, McGriddles? Get it, Raheel.
I mean,
not that you need it.
You want to go on the Lane Kiffin route? Go ahead.
Yeah. All right, Raheel Kiffin. No, he hates that. He hates when I say that.
He's not a fan.
No.
He's a vain person.
Oh, he's very vain.
And when you attack his temple, he gets upset.
Uh-huh. So 713-780-3776 is the number. Okay, so we've got another Bill O'Brien soundbite. This is about the running back position. This was the last question asked of him. And if you listen to 610 at all, you've heard this probably 1,000 times already. I heard it yesterday afternoon. And contrary to what Lamont thinks, I don't take my stuff from the morning show over there. Actually, I listen to Golic and Wingo, but
yeah, because you're a company man.
Well, no, because I do like that show. And yeah, I like to hear. And by the way, I'm not going to take anything from other morning shows. But anyway.
We can do that if you'd like.
Well, whatever. I guess we happen to talk about the same. Like there's a
there are not
there's
that
not
many
a
things
million
to discuss.
Different subjects that
Texas
you talk
related,
about.
Yeah,
but okay. So I was listening yesterday afternoon, and every show, every minute was talking about this, and it was about it's basically about Deontay Foreman. Because Deontay Foreman is not mentioned in this. When asked about the running back position and the backup running back position, here's what Bill O'Brien had to say yesterday.
You know, it's different strokes for different folks. You know, I think, you know, some of that has to do with obviously running the football, seeing the hole, making the cut, being decisive, being able to break tackles, ball security, knowledge of assignment, pass protection, and then with all those running backs, you know, with the exception of Lamar, it's special teams. You know, where are they on special teams? What type of effort do they give? You know, when you watch guys like Tywan Jones, Josh Ferguson, Higdon, Crockett, you see the effort they give on special teams. I mean, that goes a long way. Gillespie, obviously, at fullback. So that's a big part of it, too.
So if I'm – here's the deal, is if I am Deontay Foreman, I'm a little nervous about that.
Texas is back, folks!
Hey, Coach, where do you think I should improve? Coach, I want to have a heart-to-heart. Coach, I'm Deontay Foreman. Where do you think I should improve my game? That first half of the soundbite was like a direct soundbite for Deontay Foreman. Yeah, you know, we want got ball security, pass protection.
Well, the one that's
finding the right
the killer,
hole.
Yeah, the one that's the killer is effort. When he talked about all the effort of all of the guys, I mean,
damn, son,
Deontay, maybe instead of walking around practice, maybe you should run.
Let's get this going. You're going to be hurting employment rates for Texas grads.
But now,
you
know, in fairness, the effort he was referring to was special teams. Okay.
Which and he's going to have to play.
He has to.
Yeah, you have to.
I will say, Lamar's not going to play. He's not. No. But Deontay, if you're a backup running back, you have to. But I don't know that he doesn't make the team just because he's not.
I think he makes a team, but it's. Do you think he gets all the reps at backup? Is there a shot that one of these other guys will just sneak up and get 5 carries and Deontay stuck with like 4 carries as opposed to 10 total carries?
Well,
I mean, because what are we talking? Like, really, how much are we discussing in terms of load for him?
I think the load needs to increase because Lamar Miller's load needs to decrease.
Yeah.
I don't think that you can count. And I think we've all said before, he's not a high, as much as he wanted to be. The reason he came here, he wanted to more carries. He wanted more touches. He wants 20 to 25 in that neighborhood per game. I think we found out, and Dell, you've said this. I mean, this is not what he is. It's just not what Lamar Miller is. So, but the unfortunate part for the Houston Texans is, since he's been here, they haven't had anybody else that can pick up those carries. So this is what Deontay Foreman is here for. This is what they drafted Deontay Foreman for. And Deontay Foreman has been extremely underachieving since he's gotten here.
The injury doesn't help that.
But even still,
coming back from that injury
fat.
Yeah.
I mean, all of those. It's like ever since he got here, it's been like, wow. Deontay's certainly underwhelming. Deontay, if that wasn't allowed, and not mentioning his name, he couldn't be speaking any louder.
Yep.
About Deontay Foreman, he couldn't have said more by not mentioning him. And you know, I think he's a lock. I guess he's a lock to make the team.
I think he is. I think he will make the team, but again, how many carries is he going to get?
Do you think how many carries under over Gillespie? How many does he get this year?
3?
No.
Was he a fullback? I called him a fullback.
He is a fullback.
Then why would he give him carries?
Because who knows what he can.
Wait, listen, I'm not saying he won't
hire.
And oh, by the way, I'm going higher.
Around what range?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna go. He'll get 10 to 20.
How many carries did the previous fullback get?
Not many, but Gillespie is a different guy.
Well, I don't.
He embodies the spirit of an entire school.
Look at,
entire I don't school. Think he. Yeah. I'm not saying he won't. Might be. He might be involved in the passing game. He's pretty athletic. For that. If they incorporate fullbacks in a pass game, but.
Well, I can see him getting one a game.
Why? To do what? Is he a short yardage back?
Because, first of all, you're not expecting it. Secondly, to lighten the load. And third, the guy can. He's a much better runner than any fullback they've had here. He's much more athletic.
Yeah. He's the greatest Aggie to suit up as a Texan, too.
Whoa.
That's insulting.
Why you got Steve McKinney just left?
Where is Steve?
He left. He had to go. He's got work to do.
Oh, you're drinking his coffee, but now you're throwing shots?
Steve, where did the Texas donor touch you inappropriately where you're still so upset? What happened, Steve?
Well, is that what we're doing now?
Where is Steve?
There's been a trend the last few
weeks. I literally
weeks.
Missed him by 15 seconds.
Yeah, you walked in here late. It's been a trend the last 3 weeks. Like, if someone feels a little triggered, we go with the, where did you get touched? Is that what we're doing now?
Yes.
Yeah, we're bringing it back for 2019.
I feel like we should not bring it back.
Are we leaving that in the 90s?
I feel like that's something we should not talk about.
Okay.
Tell him to suck it, he said.
Steve. Hi, Steve.
McKinney just said.
That's to the heel, Steve.
Yeah. Steve, I need Alabama tickets.
Oh, now you need Alabama tickets. Okay.
Can't Todd do that for you?
No, I want Steve's tickets.
No.
I want the McDonald tickets.
Okay.
I want that 50-yard McDonald money.
You need to ask Jimbo when we go there.
No, I don't want that heat. Because then I'll have to wear Aggie gear and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. You got to wear Aggie gear.
Neutral.
Oh, yeah. No. You got to wear Aggie gear.
I'll show
gear.
Up in a hot pink shirt.
That's not neutral in College Station.
It's neutral for both sides. Alabama's not going to claim me. A&M's not going to claim
Nobody's
me.
Nobody's going to. No. Yeah.
They might get the game. They might
team.
Unify against you.
Yeah. I want to look like a the sideline ref, the time one that has the pink jersey on sometimes.
So they can be seen?
Yeah.
You should try that. See how it works for you.
Yeah. I'll sit with Steve. Sure. Not make him feel uncomfortable
Steve
at all.
Steve will appreciate that.
Hey, Steve, you can't be bringing these kind of people up here.
Look, we heard the name Ramzan Ali. We were a little skeptical to begin with.
And now
he's wearing a pink shirt.
Country music superstars Trace Adkins. I should have done this while Steve was here. He'd probably want these tickets.
Probably.
Country music superstars Trace Adkins and Clint Black have joined forces for the Hits Hats History Tour, and ESPN 97.5 wants to send one lucky winner to the show. All right, at exactly 8:50, 713-780-3776, when your watch says 850, call in over 10, is going to win a pair of tickets to see Clint Black and Trace Adkins at Smart Financial Center on August 8th. For more concert and ticket info, head to livenation.com. I don't know why Steve would be a big fan. There's Jimbo on TV right there with Laura Rutledge. Do you think anything's going on between those two?
Ooh. Just an interview.
Yeah, clearly they're on TV just talking. What do you mean?
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
What are you suggesting?
I'm just asked. Considering what about that interview that they're doing right there?
It's great. It appears.
That's all I asked.
I think it's done now.
And a lot of people didn't see it, but as you guys mentioned, Lane Kiffin was on. But the saddest part about that interview wasn't his weight. It was the fact that at FAU, they can't afford HD cameras. Like, it looked like he was doing it off his phone.
He did.
Probably
Damn,
was.
Budget
laptop,
cuts, bro.
It was probably
they do that a lot. But they do that
like
a lot, though.
Yeah. I don't
ESPN
like it
does
either.
That a lot.
That's disrespectful towards the media.
But like Kendrick Perkins or Charles Barkley when he does it?
Yeah.
It's looking right up his nose.
It's like he has a phone set up and he's pointing it right at. It's a bad
shot. It's a bad
If
look.
You're going to use the phone shot, at least send them a tripod.
Yes.
So it can be level.
Or move your seat down so that you're, eye level or whatever.
I just need clear video. That's all.
Maybe Lane was like, HD ain't the look for me right now.
No, okay, we don't want to see every crevice.
No.
847 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Come on in.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. So Steve Ballmer, the Clippers owner, he says he's open to changing the name and the uniforms of the team, the uniform of the team. Like, what would they call them?
The Los Angeles Stars? Los Angeles...
The Stars would be a good name.
Coasters? Like West Coasters? I'm sorry, this was just an ideation session, okay?
No, we're going to still judge.
Yeah, there's no bad idea. I'm over here putting myself out there, throwing ideas up there and getting judged. What's yours? Go ahead.
All right, the Los Angeles Fluff.
The Fluffers?
No, you said that. I didn't.
They shouldn't even go with L.A. Why not just go California?
No, because...
I like that. When teams do that, they just take the whole state, even though there's... three other teams in addition to them within their state.
Well, the California Angels used to do that.
Yeah, do that.
No. And look at what it's done for the Angels all these years.
The California Governors.
By the way.
The Governor's Boys.
By the way, I heard this morning.
Somebody say owners?
Yes, and they were talking about fantasy football owners.
Whoa.
And that's actually, if you want to know the truth... That is much closer than NBA owners. I'm not going to say.
Just because you say it with the A doesn't make it any more acceptable.
No, it's
acceptable for you.
Yeah.
Hard ER, soft A, you can't say either.
You can't say either.
No, I can say owner.
I said
onus.
It just for
you can't actually.
Oh, yeah.
The newsworthy of it, but I never say the O word.
So, but fantasy football, you actually own those players, and they're mostly... No. You just, it's not a business that you own. You own those players, and they're mostly African-American. So we can no longer have fantasy football owners in this climate in 2019.
You should write a sports map story about that and be dead-ass serious.
I am going to be.
I think you get a national run.
I'd have to write it then.
I would say I would write it, but then I don't want to write it.
No.
Yeah. Dell, you want to write it?
Dell's going to write it.
I think you could have the most impact.
Why? Why?
Yes.
Because you're a good writer.
No, because.
Why?
Because you're a good writer.
Why, John?
From your perspective, because I can't speak from your perspective.
What perspective?
The perspective of.
Of what?
Of well, first of all, your diction.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But I'm writing. That doesn't matter.
With the Queen's English. Okay.
The perspective of a man that loves his sport.
I don't love the NFL.
Yeah, you do.
Football.
But I don't care about the NFL.
Why? You would provide the best perspective.
Why? I hate fantasy football.
Exactly.
The NFL
unbiased.
Is meh to me.
Unbiased.
No, I don't want to write it. Why don't you guys do a roundtable about it?
Oh, no.
Because then we'd have to do a roundtable.
But I don't want to do it. It's your idea.
We have to do it tomorrow, by the way.
What?
Yeah, you guys didn't get the text message. It's us three tomorrow.
I thought it was you two today because I got a text and I couldn't do it today.
I'm not doing it today. I didn't shave.
No. We're doing it tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to answer.
I will work that question in.
I don't know if I can do it tomorrow, but
I'll start. Okay, Dell. Let's get your thoughts on this. Is it time we stop calling fantasy football fantasy football leagues and
their governors?
Their governors. Is it time we call them governors instead of
the governors own slaves too, though?
Governors of states? You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the South?
Yes.
Like, wasn't Thomas Jefferson a governor?
He had former presidents own slaves.
Yeah.
Well, they were slave owners and then became president or whatever way it went.
Right.
People in office owned slaves.
So we can't say governors either.
So fantasy football.
Proprietors?
But no, they're not. What, no. Own. Yeah, yeah. Fantasy football. Small business runners.
It's not small business.
It is a big business.
It is big business.
Fantasy football.
Entrepreneurs.
Yeah, there you go. Entrepreneurship is hot still.
It is hot.
Yeah.
It's 2019. We can't say fantasy football owners.
Dude. What are you doing? You can't say the O word. That's an FCC violation.
No, it's really not. What I do like, though, have you seen this picture?
I did see this. Our Houston Astros were enjoying their day off in some, it looks like a horrible lake. It's not a good looking lake.
Well, first of all, why'd they?
And they're all, it's so offensive because they're all wearing shorts that go beyond their knees.
Well, not Chirinos.
Yeah, because he's the only smart one.
Yeah. No, that's how we do it. Roberto Osuna, though, is my hero.
Osuna looks like he's wearing.
But.
He looks like, they all look like they're wearing capris.
But you see what he's holding?
Yeah, the Coors Light.
Thank you.
Preach on, brother.
Cold.
Who
clean.
Did the Photoshop where they shrunk Altuve?
Altuve's a little.
That's
down
horrible.
There.
That's not funny.
It is kind of funny. It is kind of funny.
Altuve, yeah, Houston Astros enjoyed the day off.
Houston Astros having fun out there.
Yeah,
were they in on the coast?
No, they aren't. They in Cleveland already or not?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
They must have been on Lake Michigan somewhere.
Why would you go in that dirty?
Are you kidding? Lake Michigan's beautiful.
No, but it's supposed to be dirty still.
No,
it just looks nice. It looks great.
They're not in East Lansing. Okay,
you don't want to get in the water.
Not East Lansing,
no,
where
serious.
You can't touch the
I don't
water.
Know, I don't know if Cleveland has the issues, but in Chicago. When I went there, my aunt was like, yeah, look, it's awesome. It's like, it's beautiful. We wouldn't suggest you go in there.
Why?
I didn't know. Yeah.
I don't know. People go in there right on Lakeshore Drive?
Yeah. It's refreshing. It's cold.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wouldn't suggest, not because it's dirty.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's wrong. So, anyway, 858 ESPN 97.5, catching up. Thanks to Steve McKinney. Lance Berkman joins us tomorrow here on the show. He's going to come in around 8 tomorrow. So we got that going on. Lance Berkman got to be in studio with us tomorrow right here on ESPN 97.5.
Loaded, ready, rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.